Hello, everyone. This is Jenny Abbas, intern at WCBE, and welcome to the first ever episode of This Week in Science History. My hopes are high, but my eyes can't believe what they see. We'll talk about birthdays of brilliant scientists, anniversaries of world-changing events in science, and discoveries that shaped entire fields of scientific study. This week, we have the birthdays of the first man and the first woman in space, the launching of the first man-made craft to leave our solar system, the birthday of the periodic table, and more. March 6th is the birthday of Valentina Tereshkova, the first woman in space. Born in 1937, she was a textile worker and amateur parachutist before she applied to the Soviet space program. At 26 years old, she was chosen to pilot the Vostok 6 rocket that launched on June 16, 1963, and flew for 3 days, during which she performed experiments to determine the effects of spaceflight on female physiology. After her time in space, she obtained a doctorate in engineering. Tereshkova's spaceflight was 2 years after the flight of Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, the first person to enter space. His birthday is March 9, 1934. Trained in the Soviet Air Force, on April 12, 1961, he flew into space on the Vostok 1 and completed one orbit of the planet. Due to his celebrity, he was never chosen for subsequent missions, but continued his favorite pastime, flying, until his death in the test flight of a MiG-15 in 1968. Also born in the first week of March was David Baltimore, whose birthday is March 7, 1938. He won the 1975 Nobel Prize in Medicine for the discovery of retroviruses, like HIV. Retroviruses carry RNA, or ribonucleic acid, that is inserted into human cells and hijacks them for replication of the virus. The retro, in retroviruses, refers to the mechanism used by these viruses to function, using an enzyme called reverse transcriptase. This enzyme takes the RNA carried by the virus and uses it as a template to make DNA.
Mr. DNA, where did you come from?
From your blood. Just one drop of your blood contains billions of strands of DNA. The building blocks of life.
Our cells, and those of plants, mammals, and even bacteria, carry their genetic material as DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, which is converted to RNA and then made into protein. Retroviruses reverse this system, starting with RNA, making DNA, and then proceeding to make RNA transcripts for protein synthesis.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium.
Finally, we have the birthday of the periodic table. Remember that funny-shaped block of two-letter codes you were supposed to remember in chemistry class? It may be more important than you realize. Many chemists in the 1850s and 60s were trying to order the 56 known elements, but Dmitri Mendeleev was able to form a table that not only arranged the elements by atomic weight and valence, but also predicted their properties and the existence of more elements not yet discovered. The periodic table of elements used today is based on his early version, with a few more elements, of course. This week's anniversaries also involve some firsts in space. Not human, but machine. On March 2, 1972, NASA launched the Pioneer 10 probe, the first to pass through the asteroid belt and near Jupiter. It later became the first probe to leave our solar system. A decade and 3 days later, March 5, 1982, the Venera 14 probe, launched by the Soviet Union, landed on Venus, taking soil samples and sending pictures for almost an hour before succumbing to the extremely high temperatures and high atmospheric pressure of the second planet from our sun. Check back next week for more science history.
Oh, I've got lucky in life, I've got plenty to eat. I saw this world is one big pool of opportunity. Oh, but there's too much mind corruption, too little remedy. Oh, that's how it seems.